All right, all right, all right. How is everybody doing on this beautiful, beautiful day? Technically, it's what? Technically, it's Wednesday. Technically, because it's in the morning, so it's Wednesday. I don't know, man. I think this past couple series of podcasts just been life shit. Like, it's just been life shit, it seemed like. It seemed like taking a peek inside of my life sometimes. Mostly dating life, but other aspects too. But we need to move back in the realm of just, I don't know, man. Just talking about the gangster shit, the anime and all that. But we're definitely gonna get to that. And if y'all don't know, if y'all some Meg Thee Stallion fans, Meg Thee Stallion is an anime lover. All right, one of her favorite characters is Todoroki from My Hero Academia. But we're gonna leave that there for those of y'all who don't watch anime, but all on this hot girl summer shit. For real, avid anime fan, and plus they got another. This anime is blowing up. Period. All right, I think this is the anime renaissance. And for y'all people who don't watch it, hey, maybe y'all should give it a try, yo. Because it's really good. It's really good. Great stories and everything. I'm on to I haven't even started Mindhunter yet. I haven't started season two of Mindhunter yet because I done got a new anime I'm watching right now. So, and Vinland Saga? I in Fire Force? That's what I'm on right now. So, like, I'm trying to start Mindhunter and trying to push everything to the side a little bit while I watch these, like, what is it, 10 episodes? So that's what I'm trying to do right now. Plus, I'm in the middle of Dave Chappelle comedy. So there's that. Haven't got no sleep yet, but it seems like I'm always starting to sleep later and later when I'm off. But I hope y'all having a beautiful day. So, remember last podcast when I was talking about the aggressive approach and all that? How is that a good approach and all that? Sometimes I can be oblivious, yada yada. All right, so this is how this went. It was still good and all that. Everything was good. But I want to know, like, I think as I grow, I start to realize relationships are. All right, y'all gonna say that's stupid. We all know that. Oh, all right, we all know that, but you don't really come across it until you're getting into a relationship or in a relationship where you realize that you got compromise on shit. All right. And that's a road that we hit. We were talking about it and everything like that. But I give her all the credit in the world because she was upfront. She was upfront with the things she wanted. So was I. And everything seemed to be moving. But it's some things that I'm glad people don't hide. They don't hide to when you have when you keep going and shit like that, they don't hide that. Like, sometimes you can talk to a person and they hide a whole bunch of shit, and you find out like later on, and you like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't even notice about you, yo. This changes my whole perspective of you. All right. So again, she stays far away, but we're still gonna try and make some things work and shit like that. So we're talking and everything. We're talking. Everything's really going good. We're clicking. Everything's just going beautiful. She tells me she's celibate. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's cool. I understand that. Now, I wasn't at the time or the space to have that full aim conversation. I wasn't there to have it. So I was like, oh, okay. Nah, she didn't tell me at that conversation, but she was like we, it was the discussion before the discussion. And when I'm trying to get into the discussion and I'm like, wait, I don't have enough time to really sit here and discuss this. So we're going to table this for later on. So later on happens and we have the discussion. Now, I'm very mature in situations like this. I'm when it comes to relationship type shit and all of that, I put on my grown man hat, and because I can be fucking childish at times and goof off and laugh at a whole bunch of shit and just be all around goofy. All around goofy and joke on everything. I think that deters a lot of shit from me. That deters from the seriousness and to make the mood lighter than being a serious undertone. That's what I try to do. And I realized that about myself. Like, I done got in almost fights with people just on the fact that I laugh. At what they would call serious situations. I don't call that serious situations half the times, because I'd be like, man, I done seen serious situations and this isn't one of them. Dude almost got in a fight with me because it wasn't even his girl, but I don't even remember the circumstances of it, but he was talking and he was like, yo, man, girl lost her phone. Trust me, I'm gonna get back to that situation real quick. Girl lost her phone or whatever. And he was like, and I'm sitting up there with my brother and a couple of our friends. And older dude that we went to school with, he like, what, two grades above, none, something light. So he's like, yo, bruh, y'all sitting back here laughing and shit, like, her phone gone. So what's up? I'm looking, and I'm like full on grinning. I'm grinning. I'm like, dude, nobody back here got her phone. So what are we talking about? I'm like, if we had a phone, we'd give it to her. We not them type of niggas to sit here and just hold some chick phone and shit like that. But I'm fucking grinning, and we done all told him that we ain't got it. Everybody else around me is like getting serious and like, yo, we ain't got her shit, yada, yada, yada. And I'm not like outright laughing, but I still got a smile on my face. I smile all the time. Y'all don't really know that because y'all can't see it, but I smile all the time, unless you watch it on YouTube. Like, I smile all the time. Like, all of it. That's just what I do. Whether it's not a serious situation, of course, I have to, you know, get that face on. But 90% of the time, I got a smile on my face. That's just what it is. So, he's like, nah, man, you, what the fuck wrong with you, bro? Why fuck you smiling and shit like that? I'm like, dude, we trying to sit here and watch this shit right here, cause we all at a football game. He's like, why you got fucking smile on your face and shit? He was like, nah, this nigga fucking pissing me off and she got fucking smiling. I'm like, dude, what the fuck wrong with you? I'm like, we done all told you we ain't got our phone, but now you the nigga bucking up and you feeling a way, and we ain't got a fucking phone, and you trying to look like Mr. Hardass trying to impress him. I'm like, that shit ain't winning you no fucking points. That shit ain't winning you no points. You think this is a serious situation, nigga. It's not. It's not a serious situation. But you think it is, so you trying to buck up, and I'm the nigga grinning at you. So it's just like, That's how I look at serious situation. Of course, we didn't throw hands or nothing like that. He calmed down. The situation was over. Seen him later on. Everything was cool because I never had no issue with him. And that's fucking history. But that goes to tell you that I like serious situations. I get serious when it's a relationship serious situation. I get serious, or when it's a life situation, I get very serious. So, other than that, I laugh a lot and I clown a lot to, like, you know, lighten the mood. So, but this was one of them serious talks. So, I put on my hat and I break out the full on, like, you know, like Ivy League nigga. That's what I put on. I put on like my Ivy League shit. So we sit there and have a mature conversation. I'm saying, huh, so when did this start? Like, and what made you go this route? Like, what happened in your last situation that made you want to go this route to be celibate? Like, or is this a decision that you made that you thought that would be best for you? And shit like that. Now, we're having very mature conversation, back and forth, back and forth. And she asked me what I think about that. I'm like, I think that's a beautiful decision that you came to yourself, and I support that. I'm like, hey, you're never gonna hear no shit from me about, oh, nah, yeah, you, I ain't, yeah, and shit like that. You not about to hit no shit like that from me. What kind of person would I be to tell you some stuff like that? That one, that's not a friend to support you in the decision that you make. I can understand if it was a wrong decision and shit like that, but it's not. So, and if you feel like you need to make that decision, you have within all right to. It's your body. You do whatever the fuck you want with it. You do as you please. And no man should ever tell a woman what to do with their body. So I'm sitting there and we're having that discussion. Then she comes to the point of, so what, where do we go from here? And in situations like this, I'm a around the bush person. Usually, I'm straight to the point. But when it's sensitive situations and I try to spare people's feelings, I go around the bush a little bit, but I end up getting to the point. That way, everyone knows where each person stands and we go from there. So, she asked me what are my feelings toward it, and where do we go from here? And I say, well, even though I support you and all of that, I'm like, I'm a person that likes to have sex. I'm like, that's something I like to do. It's nothing. I'm not a person that, oh, I constantly need it. Oh my God, yada, yada, yada. No, I'm not that person. But I like to. And especially if I'm in a relationship with someone. And let's have sex. Like, if I'm in a relationship with somebody. And of course, you don't have to have sex right off the bat in a relationship. That doesn't need to happen. It can happen down the road when y'all get to know each other way better and stuff like that. That shit can happen. So, I don't know if I could be in a relationship with someone and not have sex. And let me break this down. I was like, it would be hard for me to do that 1 year passes. 2 years pass, cause she wants marriage, and as she should. You're a beautiful queen. You should want marriage. You should want to have somebody there that treats you as such, and respects the decision that you make. Of course. And is with the decision that you make. Not just respects it, is full on board with it. So I'm like, that's just not me. Because what happens 1 year of not having sex? 1 year. I'm like, so then what happens 2 years? Or 3 years? Because I'm not a person that would just jump into marriage. Like, I don't envision myself proposing to a girl after 1 year. Maybe, I think 2 and 3, I think 3 is that sweet spot probably. Because then, let's be frank, you're living together. Y'all been together a while. Y'all done went on trips together. Y'all lives are basically entwined. That's three. 3 or 4. So, like, that's how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it from the basis of myself. I'm like, I'm not proposing to somebody after 1 year just to get some ass. No. So, 1 year passes. 2 years passes. 3 years pass. Now, of course, you can do other stuff when you're celibate. But I'm a guy that, like, you know, like, I want to experience sex with my partner. That's what I want to do. So I was just like, what happens when all that time passes? I'm like, and I'm a person, I have never cheated on anybody in my entire life. And I was like, I'm not about to start. Because I know what it is. It's like what that one person won't give you, another person will. And you could love that person. You could all of that. But if something lacks, some people step out. And I'm not a person that steps out. And I don't want to be full on goo goo eyes and in love with you. And then always having the sex thing in the back of my mind, because let's be frank, we're going to be kissing and touching, but we're not going to cross that line. So we're doing all this hot and bothered shit, and I'm like, oh my God, we're just never going to have sex, are we? And it's just like, I'm not going to be full on Google eyes in love with you and then have to break it off and shit like that, because this becomes a thing. Because it will become a thing. After a year, it'll become a thing. After 2, I'm going crazy. 3, I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? So that's how I had. And then I also came up with an analogy. I'm like, so I was like, what happens if the sex is bad? And I'm not talking about just like, you know, the sex is bad just the one time, because, you know, let's be real, the first time can always be fucked up. Alright? You know, like a one night stand, first time can be fucked up. Or even the first time you have sex with your girlfriend could be fucked up. It's a possibility. Alright? Men, we fumble around a lot of shit. Alright? We figure some shit out in the moment and we fumble around. Alright? That's just what happens. But second time, better. Alright? Second time is better. At least from my experience. The more you do something, the better you get at it, yo. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, what happens if the sex is bad? And I'm not just talking about the first time. Continually, the sex is bad. What, I'm like, not me. I'm just like, with, I'm like, just a scenario. I'm like, this is just a scenario. What happens if it's bad? Like, you go down the road and the sex is bad. Now, you may love that person, because I always look at it like this. When you love them emotionally, 45%. When you love them mentally, another 45%. Because emotionally, you full on take everything that they have. Like, you completely, that's your one right there. You know what I'm saying? Especially after you got some serious time in and you full on love this person emotionally. Mentally, you love the way they talk. You see that as your best friend. You can talk to them about anything. You can bounce ideas off of them. They make you better. They make you better. Everything that you want. That's what I go 45%, 45%. I give the physical 10% of a relationship. Because let's be real. When the physical fades in a relationship, what every old person always says, what do they always want? Besides the old pervertive ass niggas. And still, the old pervertive ass niggas still want the same shit. I just want somebody I can talk to. That's it. I just want somebody I can talk to and converse with. And that's it. They want somebody they can get along with. That's what they want. So when the physical fades, because it will, no matter what y'all talking about, the physical fades. Let's be frank. Girls, start sagging places. Guys, you also start sagging places. It's just, I'm sorry, ladies, but mostly men age more gracefully than women. I know it's a couple outlier ones. That's why I said mostly, because you have women out here that look amazing for their age. But mostly men look, we age better, and it's just what happens. But not saying that women don't age great, because they do, especially you got women out here that just look great for their age. But let's be real. The physical fades on both ends. So then what? That's what all old people want. They want somebody to talk to. So that's why I give the physical 10% of a relationship to me. Just to me. Because me, I have to have somebody that I can converse with. That we can bounce ideas off each other. We get along. We may fight. We may argue. But like, it always comes back. And we discuss. We figure out what's wrong. Yada, yada, yada. You know, we get past things. We care about each other. We love each other. And we tell each other that. Because I'm a big person on the fact that I'm not going to tell you I love you. Just like first month, 2 months, 3 months, yada. My last girlfriend, I didn't tell her I love her until like, what that was, 8 months? 8 months? And this is after we talk every day. That's just not a word that I throw around that much. And when I tell you that, I actually mean that, because I have told very few people that, and they're all family. So when I tell you that, that's what that word carries weight to me. I don't just tell anybody that. So that's why I give the physical 10%. But nevertheless, that 10%, I should have said like 11%, because the 11% is the difference between an A and a B. But let's just keep it at a 10%. I want to move it to 11 because it works better. You know what I'm saying? Let's just say
the physical, I mean the mental and the emotional is each 44%, and give the physical 12%, just so we can clearly see a difference between an A and a B relationship. You know what I'm saying? Make no mistake. That percentage can derail the entire relationship. All right? It can derail that shit so fast it'll make your head spin. Like, I'm so serious. Yeah. I have seen it fucking happen, yo. I have seen the shit happen. I have witnessed the shit happen. Where that physical just outweighed the fact of everything else. Everything else, you may have it in spades, but for some reason. Oh, and don't even talk about when you don't have the other stuff in spades, but you got a pretty good hand. You got a pretty good hand, but everything's not clicking, and then the physical doesn't click. Oh no, shit just ain't right. Ain't right then. Then it's automatically. See, you can stick around a little more when the physical isn't there, but that's always gonna be in the back of your mind. Always gonna be in the back of your mind, like, shit, the sex is fucking trash as shit. It's trash as shit, yo. So, I wanna find somebody I don't have, like, bad sex with. That's what I wanna find. So, it's just like, and the physical can also be appearance-wise. It can be sex, appearance, whatever the fuck you want to really classify any, the physicalness of it. That's what I classify it as. Because you can love that person's brain and their heart. And I'm like, so, I was like, so what if the sex is bad? I'm like, because I seen bad sex happen, and I seen people really get the, I'm like, and I seen shit fall apart because of that. Now, it may not happen, like, right then and there, but happen gradually. Because bad sex can fuck up a relationship. It can fuck it up. So, that's the difference between an A and a B right there. And I don't think she ever answered that, but that's just how I look at it. Like, and then basically it's a no sex on the table right there. It's a no sex on the table. So that's already an issue. But what happens if you with that person for all that and the sex is just horrible? Not just once, but habitually horrible. Like, it's just like trash. And we can go many ways, even though ladies, mostly, if y'all show up, you know, everything's okay. If y'all show up, do a little bit of yada yada, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Or let's go the other way. Nigga could not just be getting it done. The dude could not get it done. Alright? Some women, well, I'm talking about some, a lot of women don't even have orgasms at times with dudes. So there's that. And then what happens when they find out, when their girlfriend talking to them and all that, and girl, like, you didn't have an orgasm with him and all that shit, yada yada. And then they get like some toy that makes them have an orgasm. And then they like, oh, this what that feels like. Some women are like 26 and never even had an orgasm before, dog. So the sex can be bad. And I'm talking about habitually bad. So then what? Then what happens? The guy steps out. Or the girl steps out. They step out with somebody who can feel that need for them. Next thing you know, cheating happens. And that, I'm not saying that's what I would have did. Because I was like, I would definitely end a relationship before I even if that thought ever crossed my mind, I would just be like, no, fuck that, I'm done. I'd just be like, look, this is my issue, yada, yada, yada. I know I really have feelings for you, but that is getting in the way just a little bit. And
it's something that I can't deal with, nor do I want to sit here and cheat on you for any fucking reason. So that happens. And that's what I said. I was like, I can't. I'm like, that's just not something I can see myself doing at this particular time in my life. I'm like, I'm not really there to do that. And it's just something that I hope that I was nothing but the best for you in your future. I'm like, we still fucking friends. Don't ever forget that. I'm like, we still cool as shit. But this is just not one of them things that we're gonna do. It seems like it would have probably clicked, but that's not a lane I want to half step down, because that's how you fuck up a friendship. And I don't want to half step that shit and then end up breaking up because I couldn't fulfill my part of the obligation. That just wouldn't be right. Fuck, that was long-winded, yo. That was long-winded. But that was my most recent fucking situation. Shit, man, I don't know, bro. When you gotta compromise on certain shit when you try and be in a relationship with somebody. And that's something that I know already, but as I grow, I continue to get slapped in the face with and to learn that compromises need to be made, and sometimes you can't make those compromises for the both of y'all. You can't make those compromises and you decide to go a different route. I don't know, bro. I think I'm gonna just be single for a while. It's not even the fact that I think I'm gonna just be single. It's just finding the right one, yo. It's just finding the right one. It's just like situation after situation after situation. I just don't understand it. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. I don't know. Hopefully y'all got better luck than me in this arena. Hopefully it's beautiful for y'all. Still looking for a house right now. Haven't found it. But I did recently go by a friend and they had a double and I really liked it. So I think that's what I'm really going to buy. I'm really leaning towards getting a double. But y'all know how we end this. Yeah, it must end. I didn't even peep that I was talking for this long. But the good thing is I'm going to have Brad and Jazz back on the podcast. It's going to be probably the next one or the one after that. I don't know. It depends on if I decide to make another one of these installments before they come on or what. But I'm going to have them on the next one. And then also, I'm in talks to get... I'm talking with Brad and seeing if I can get his artist on the podcast. So I think that'll be pretty cool to see how the artist side of making music and stuff like that, and how that is, and how do you approach that and shit like that. I think that's pretty cool. So y'all know how we end this. Everything is what it is. Y'all have a beautiful day. And Kayla, if you out there, hit me up. Trust me, because right now it seems struggle city for me right now. It is struggle fucking city, dog. I don't even understand, but y'all have a beautiful day, people. And remember to always stay true to yourself and compromise on things that you can compromise on. But if you can't hold up your end of the bargain, don't do it. Don't fucking do it, because all you're gonna do is end up hurting somebody in that place. But y'all have a beautiful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.